Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 1 Samuel, we finished chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 6 through chapter 23, verse 29 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're going to be in 1 Samuel chapters 22 and 23 over the next 2 to 3 weeks, and I hope that you'll be ready and you'll follow along with us and that this will be a great blessing to you. And we want to be able to use this in a very special way to edify the believer, but especially, above all, to glorify Christ. And that's the aim and the goal of the Lamp and Light radio ministry. Now, let me just say this. Lamp and Light, as you know, does not ask you each day for income, for money, to help out this ministry. It is a ministry of Central Baptist Church. We now have our own radio station in our area of the state in Florida, in near the Ocala area. And then we also have our broadcast going out over various radio stations, both here in the States as well as in some foreign lands. And we believe that God is using that and also the internet ministry. We have men such as Dr. Mark Hopper, Mr. Richard Vaught, and then also Brother Jerry Banks, who donate their time for these ministries, and they give many hours of free hours to serve the Lord in this. They not only give hours, give time, they even give of their own money. We have told you over the years that your tithe belongs to the local church, and we still hold to that. Nothing has changed because the Bible has not changed. An offering is anything above your tithe. Some of you are listening to me on radio stations that have a totally faith broadcast. By that I mean they don't sell commercial time. They depend on the offerings of their listeners, and I can think of at least 3 radio stations like that right now. And listening to those stations, you're being fed because there's fundamental preachers, the Bible, good solid music instead of this filth that goes on in some churches today. And so as a result, you are very, very blessed to have that coming into your home. And so perhaps that's the next area God would have you to donate. Then finally, if God does lay us on your heart, you make sure that it is only an offering. If you say, Pastor, I'm sending you my tithe, I'm going to probably send it back and tell you that actually belongs to your local church. Now, let me also say this. We have had people that tithe to the Lamp and Light radio ministry, but really they're tithing to Central Baptist Church. But they are in areas where there's not a fundamental church that exists. And because there's no fundamental church, they watch our church services on the web Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I've made that exception to accept theirs, but I also encourage those people, if a fundamental church gets started in their area, to support it 100%. And so, folks, I trust that you'll have that heart, and you'll let the Lord use you. You say, you must have a very well-to-do church. No, we're just average people. We're not the church that's filled with the doctors, the lawyers, and the multimillionaire businessmen. We are just plain people, average income at best, and just letting God use us. And that's all we can do. And so I say that the one thing that we would ask of our listeners above all is prayer, daily prayer, asking God to put his good hand upon this radio ministry, to expand the radio ministry to more people, that they'll hear the word, the lost be saved, the Christian be edified, the backslider in heart be drawn back to Christ, and above all, that Jesus Christ's name would be glorified and uplifted. And if you'll do that for us, we'd appreciate it so very much. Now, last time, we left off in chapter 22, covering those first five verses there, looking at David as he departs from the and escapes to the cave of Adullam, and we see that he got some help along the way. And then we found that the men that get connected with him is everybody that's in distress and debt, discontented. They gather themselves unto him, and he's now their captain. And there's a group of about 400 men, we're told, there. And so we went on through verse 5, and the prophet Gad had told David, don't abide in the hold, depart and get you into the land of Judah. And so David did exactly as he was directed to do by the man of God. So having covered that, today we want to begin looking at verse 6 in our text. In verses 6 and 7, let's just read those together. And when Saul heard that David was discovered and the men that were with him, now Saul abode in Gibeah under a tree in Ramah, having his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. Now, we see that here he is, and he's sitting there. His servants are nearby, and it looks like he's doing nothing. It looks like that there's nothing happening. And it just says he's there under a tree. So we wonder, well, what in the world is Saul doing? Well, we don't see any indication that Saul's trying to get alone with God. He's devising a plan. When you get away from the Lord, believe me, the devil will get in your mind and devise that which is unrighteous, unholy, and he'll make you fearful for your own position in life. Instead of trusting yourself with God, now you're wrapped up in pride, and you want nothing to tear down what you think you are. And that's when God must humble us. So verse 7 said, then Saul said to his servants that stood about him, hear now, ye Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds? Now you'll notice how he's approaching this. Benjamites. He just doesn't say you children of Israel, you Benjamites. Why? Because they're of the same tribe as Saul. David's of the tribe of Judah. So he's going to make that distinction. Why would he make that distinction? So that he can separate. You know, that's what the devil tries to do, to make a kingdom divided, to make a house divided. And Jesus said that he would divide a house, but the way he divides a house, he puts a standard of righteousness. And you either get on one side of the standard of righteousness, or you have nothing to do with it. And the individual's left between choosing Christ or family. Listen, I know of preachers that have chosen family over righteousness, justifying the sins of their children. And oh, what that does to the ministry that the Lord would have. And sometimes Satan will keep those men in the ministry because he's one of the best tools that Satan will have. Well, they're Benjamites. I'm one of you, you're one of me. And so now he's questioning their loyalty, but in such a way to make them feel like, wow, I've let my king down. Wow, I must be just thinking about myself. He says, can Jesse, the son of Jesse, David, can he give you fields and vineyards and make you captains of thousands and captains of hundreds? Then look, we're the same tribe. I'm your friend. I'm just not your king. I'm your friend. There's David. He's not going to make you a captain. He's not going to make anything for you. He's not going to give you a place. He's going to put his own people in if he gets the job. You guys, you need to get behind me right now. And he goes on to say to them in verse 8 that all of you have conspired against me. And there is none that showeth me that my son hath made a league with the son of Jesse. And there is none of you that is sorry for me, or showeth unto me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait, as it is at this day. Now, who's on the run? Who was in the cave of Adullam? Wasn't it David? Who has a palace? Who's honored as king? Isn't it Saul? But when you hear the speech, it seems like it's the other way around, does it not? And Saul is feeling sorry for himself. And Saul is trying to get these people, he deceives them and shames them into trying to follow him. He wants them to see that, oh, you have let me down. Even my own son is stirred up against me. Now, my friend, there are people that will get a position in the church, and they will use you in trying to use some spiritual-sounding phrases to shame you and use you for their own makings. You always, always, always consult God. You always, always, always consult His Word. Now, Joshua, that led Israel, was a righteous man. He was a very good man. And yet as Joshua got to that point where he thought, well, look, it's clear that those Gibeonites, they're coming from a far country, and look how old their food is and all that, and they didn't even consult God as to make this league. Then they found out they dwelt among them. Now they couldn't go against it because they'd given their word. Always consult God before you make any commitment. Get verification from the Word of God. Because there are false prophets. There are those who would deceive you. And God warned us that it'd be that way, and it would even grow in these last days.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.